A very long way from a duck hunt. I'm David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, and I met an extremely nice guy by the name of George Gorman at an elk and muley hunting camp in the mountains of Colorado. As outdoorsmen are inclined to do, we were sitting around trading war stories when I found out that George is from Delaware, a waterfowl hunting paradise. He'll take it from here.
Delaware being on the Atlantic Flyway, we see a plethora of waterfowl, you know, all types of ducks. We see teal species. We'll see blue wings come through in September. Green wings start coming in October, and they'll stick around all the way through December. We have plenty of wood ducks, and then the large duck species, we'll see the mallards, black ducks, pintails. So we've got a nice variety of birds moving in. And, of course, if you're a goose hunter, we have a strong population of Canada geese and, of course, snow geese.
George, where do you hunt them from? I always think, well, Chesapeake Bay. Are you out in a boat in Chesapeake Bay, or are you in a blind and on a river?
It really depends on, you know, circumstances and what the birds are doing. If it's a warm day, we'll go to the water and we'll hunt either Delaware Bay or some of the tributary rivers in Maryland that are feeding the Chesapeake Bay. If we get a cold snap and the birds are feeding well in the fields, we have field pits that we'll set up and actually hunt them on the farms when they're coming to feed. We have a club. A friend of mine, it's kind of a funny story. Him and I started gunning when we were 12 years old, and we're getting ready to start our 35th year hunting waterfowl together.
What a life! What a guy! But unfortunately, during the hunt in Colorado, no buck, no bull.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.